All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Neil Armstrong reporting their roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on proper heading.
Hey there, what's happening? This is The Void Show on Active FM. Another week, another time, another chance for us to meet again. I mean, it's only been a few days, we're in 2021, and I'd want to believe that things are going pretty much okay on your side, right? I mean, if you hear, it is really with my high hopes that everything is going well on your side, right? Irregardless of what's happening in the world. It doesn't really matter what's happening in the world, but, you know, I'm pretty sure that there are a lot of things we want to be grateful for, right? So what's coming in my mind is this song of Louis Armstrong. You know, he's one of my greatest performers, musicians, singers, whatever that means to you, of all time. So this song is called What a Wonderful World. You know, if you listen to the beginning of that song, he speaks about in a world like this, where there's poverty, where there's stress, where there's pollution, where there's hunger. And I mean, you can just literally think about this, because this song was probably made around your 60s, your 70s, your 80s. And yet he speaks about in a world like this, where there's poverty, where there's hunger, where there's pollution, air pollution, noise pollution, light pollution, you know. So this kind of gives a sense that there's always been problems, right? And most probably there's always going to be problems as times moves, right? As we move with the times, right? So imagine reaching the end of your life, having focused on your problems, whereas you could have just explored this natural world. Whereas you could have just gazed the sky, you know, whereas you could have just explored nature. What a wonderful world it is. He speaks about, look at the stars, look at the flowers, look at the trees. So indeed, it is a wonderful world after all. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Andrew and I am your show host of all time. This is The Void Show. And if this is your first time joining us, welcome to the show. Welcome to the family. We've got great people around here, people who are willing to learn new stuff. And today we are speaking about this thing. You know, this thing that's in pursuit of the modern world. That's what we're speaking about, and we're going to get to that. But you would remember that last year, a wondrous event happened across the heavens, and that we called the Great Conjunction, right? You would know what that means. And if you have no clue what that means, you want to go check that show out, right? It's titled The Great Conjunction. That obviously involved two great planets of our solar system, Jupiter and Saturn, right? So that happened last year, and we're done with it. As if that was not enough, this year, around in January, right? And unfortunately, it's going to depend on when you're listening to this. It's going to depend on whether you saw this or not, right? And it's going to depend also, if you're about to see this, it's going to depend on your location on Earth, right? But another thing, another wondrous event again is going to be happening. And this is called the Triple Conjunction. Okay, so, I mean, it might be too late for this, but you would have seen it actually around the 8th to the 11th of January, right? If that time passed for you, it's okay. There's going to be great things to see in the sky, right? But you would have seen it clearly around those times. And though this is called the Triple Conjunction, right? So it's three planets in our solar system, Mercury, Jupiter, and Saturn. Right, they form some sort of a triangle, and it's really going to depend again on when you're viewing this and when, you know, your location is, you know, depending on your location, you might see it somewhere else, you might not see a triangle. It really is going to depend, right? So where you're going to see this, it's going to be on the west, right? It really depends on the location again. I mean, where I am, I'm in South Africa in the Free State Province. Mine, I it's going to be slightly in the northwest. Right. If you're in USA, it might be in the west southwest. So you might just want to check your cardinal points and see when you're going to, you know, when this spectacular event you're going to see it exactly after sunset. Just after sunset, go look in your west. Right. Make sure that your spanning is in the West for you to see this, right? But that's not all for this month. Towards the end of this month, so how many planets do we have in our solar system? We've got 8 planets, right? It's Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, you know, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, right? So the further you go out of our solar system, the fainter, right? Or the faint these planets are going to be seen in the sky. So it's very difficult to see planets like Neptune, Uranus, right? If you want to put Pluto there, you can just put it, right? So it's very difficult because they are far away from us, right? It's very far away from us. So it's very, they are quite faint. You might need some binoculars, you know, some computers, some telescopes. So what's going to happen towards the end of January 2021 is that it's going to be quite, you know, not easy, but maybe easy for you to spot the planet Uranus, right? So towards the end of January, make sure that you see where the moon is, and in the vicinity of the moon, there will be a red star. It will actually not be a star, but it will be a Mars. That will be Mars, the planet Mars, right? It's a red planet, right? So it's going to be shining in the vicinity of the moon. And right between the moon and that red star, which is the red planet Mars, there will be Uranus there. So make sure that you check it there. That's going to be the only time it's going to be easy for us to see that Uranus planet, right? Especially if you're just an amateur astronomer, right? So you want to make sure that you spot that out. So a lot of things, interesting things, well, not a lot, but interesting things to speak about today. You want to make sure that you stay tuned. Right after this, we'll be speaking about this thing that is in pursuit of the modern world. You want to make sure that you find out what it is. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Active FM.
Hot presenters,
the best topics, the most entertaining presenters, everything you could ever want in radio. We're lifting Jesus up, we're lifting Jesus up,
we're lifting. Radio has never been better.
Okay, beautiful. So off we go. And I must say that I'm really so excited for today. Obviously, because of what we're going to be speaking about, we are speaking about electricity. And even not only for today, I mean, for all the upcoming weeks, eh? We have a body. We have a listing, you know, a lining of crazy, fun, and interesting topics that we're going to be speaking about in the upcoming weeks. Just a taste. Black holes are there. We finally going to be speaking about black holes. Do black holes really suck? Eh? I mean, not like suck, but, you know, like suck. We're going to be speaking about things like that, you know, like quantum mechanics. So we're finally deepening our understanding of the physics of the universe, right? So you want to make sure that you're always staying tuned, right, for those more episodes. And obviously today we're speaking about electricity. You know, we're speaking about electricity, maybe things like where the name electricity comes from. You know, it is very important to understand the basic stuff, right? And it is very important to be a student as well, right? You know, somebody who knows everything, it's very difficult for that person to learn new stuff. You're not going to teach them anything, right? They're not willing to learn anything because they know everything, right? So if we are willing to be students, if you are willing to learn new stuff, we geniuses, right? You're a genius, right? So it is very important to understand some of the basic stuff, electricity. And, you know, perhaps a good point to start, or a good starting point, is to actually speak about, you know, where the name electricity actually comes from. And it's actually coming from the Greek, right? The Greek, so, you know, from the Greek to English, right? So the word electricity from the Greek was what we call electron, right? Electron, E-L-E-K-T-R-O-N, electron, right? It's coming from the Greek word, and electron actually means an ember, right? It means an ember, right? Ember, whatever that means to you, you know, you can think of it as a material. It means an ember. And from there, so this naming actually comes from how electricity got to be seen or how it got to exist in the world, right? So, and you know, undoubtedly, it cannot be denied that electricity is like a driving force of the modern world, right? I mean, we said, look at what happens when load shedding happens. Look at what, people go mad. People go mad. So it is important. It is a force that drives the modern world, right? It is responsible for thousands of inventions and, I mean, appliances that make life today pleasant. Right, so that's pretty much the basic stuff about electricity. So when we go back in time, and this is like, you know, 600 BC, this is like in 600 BC, there was a philosopher, and we're actually speaking now about where how because obviously somebody came up with this idea of electricity, right? Maybe they realized something, maybe something happened, but that's what we're speaking about. So there was a philosopher in those times, and this is in 600 BC, this is philosopher Thales, you know, Thales, that's who people called him, Thales, right? And around those times, he noticed a strange thing. He noticed a very strange thing. Now, remember, we said the word electricity comes from Greek, right? Greek word electron. Right? An electron means ember, right? So, this philosopher, back in time, 600 BC, notices a very strange thing. Eh? A very strange thing. So, he was probably just sitting around and he rubbed a piece of an ember, right? We said, think of it as a material. So, he rubbed a piece of an ember with a woolen cloth. Right, so he rubbed them together, and so he noticed a strange thing. What he saw was that, because obviously when you rub things together, what happens, there's some sort of a friction that takes place on the rubbing, right? So he noticed that as a result of the friction that existed between the ember and the woolen cloth, this ember started to acquire an additional property, right? And what was that additional property? That additional property was it attracting itself with other objects. That's what he saw. That was strange. It really was strange, right? So you can just imagine yourself, you're just busy, you know, rubbing things together, and you know, you're rubbing an ember and you're rubbing with a woolen cloth, right? And after some time, as a result of the friction that took place there, you take this ember and you kind of like hover it to some table or to some objects, and what happens is that you see that, okay, this thing now attracts other things. You know, maybe it would attract objects like your dust, you know, your straws, your feathers, and most in particular, those were light objects, you know, lightweight objects. And then he saw this, right? And you can imagine around those time, this philosopher knew nothing about electricity, right? He knew nothing about electricity. And so, you know, because of him knowing nothing about electricity, he thought that this property, right, this additional property of this ember now attracting other light-weighted objects, he thought that, okay, maybe this is just, in English we would say maybe this property is peculiar to this ember. You know, that's what we would say in English, and that basically means what it means. It means, okay, maybe this property is not the normal, and it's not what we expect from everything. maybe it only applies to the ember, right? So that's what he thought, right? So that's pretty much it. And in actually good terms, in today's world, how we would explain that, we say that the ember was electrified. Okay, the ember was electrified, right? Because, you know, and one thing, contrary to what the philosopher Thales believed, you know, that this additional property of this ember is peculiar to the ember alone. Today we know that it was not peculiar to the ember alone, right? But many substances today can actually be electrified by rubbing. Right. I mean, for example, we used to do this at school. If you take your ruler, right, if you take your ruler and you rub it on your hair, there's going to be exchange of what we call electric charges. OK, the other one is going to gain, the other one is going to lose the other one. And depending on what happened, when you take that ruler and maybe you take it near a paper, right, your lightweight object, you're going to see that your paper is going to be what? It's going to be attracted to your ruler, right? So that's pretty much it. And that's where that phenomena, you know, that experiment marked the beginning of what we call electricity, right? So that's just a little bit of a story that goes behind there, you know. And obviously, another thing that you would want to know is that through that friction that happened between the ember and the wooden cloth, there were electric charges there, right, that are produced through, you know, that through that friction by one material to another material, right? So that's what we call static electricity, right, and current electricity, right? And actually the electricity that travels along the wires is, you know, those ones is called current electricity, but we're going to be speaking about that. I think we deserve a song right now, Walk on Waves, right? So enjoy this, and right after this we will be speaking more about electricity.
Sometimes all that I can see is the storm raging around my soul. That's when I hear you telling me to leave my fear behind and just let go. Surrender all my life to your control.
Take your hand and walk on waves with you. don't be afraid to trust where you will lead.
Walk on Waves. It is a song that was playing on an FM that is Active FM. It is a radio station, of course, with an exception that it is active. Thank you so much for still being here. Thank you so much for still tuning in. I mean, if you hear, it means you are loving what we're speaking about today, right? We're obviously speaking about electricity, right? Electricity. This is a force that drives the modern world. You surely have seen what we entitled our show today. In Pursuit of the Modern World. What is that? It's electricity. It's a force that's responsible for thousands and thousands of appliances, right? For thousands and thousands of inventions that are supposedly made to make our life better, right? Or pleasant. That's what we're speaking about. And obviously, you are still listening to The Void Show. I am Andrew. I am your show host of all time. And if you've just scrolled to this point by any odd reason, it cannot be even. It has to be odd. You might just want to make sure that you go back to the beginning and hear what we were really speaking about. It was electricity. Just fundamental and basic parts of what electricity is, right? And so two things to take from what we spoke about, right? Two things before this beautiful gem. Two things. Really two things. Now, these are two things. Anytime you rub materials together, I just rubbed my hands. Anytime you rub materials together, so there will be an electricity that's created, right? There will be what? There will be electric charges that are produced. What did we just say? Anytime you rub materials together, there's electricity that's produced there, right? There's what? There's electric charges that are produced there. You surely have seen, I've done this, and I can remember I was very young when I did this. So if it was maybe late at night, it was in the dark room, and you had some sort of a, you know, this good jacket that's going to allow, you know, a visible and fast producing of electric charges. If you rub it with your hand, or if you rub it with some sort of a material, what you're going to see, you're going to see something that's like lightning. I just forgot the name of that, right? But when you rub it over your jacket or over your woolen cloth at night, you're going to see those, you're going to hear those sounds, right? Right? And you're going to see some shining, sparkling things there. I just forgot what they call it. But that's electricity, right? And we call it static electricity, okay? So this is what you take. Anytime you rub materials together, there's a production of electric charges that are, right, that are produced there. Obviously, I mean, there are electric charges that are produced there, and whenever there's electric charges there, we call those electric charges a static electricity, right? Because it's electricity. Electricity is the presence of electric charges, right? But in this case, we call it static electricity because your charges are basically not moving, right? They are not moving. They are stationary, right? Whenever you rub your materials together. Another thing. There's another kind of electricity, which is the electricity that we use in our homes, right? Your transformers, your cooking stoves, your computers, right? When you're charging things, your that kind of electricity, the one that shocks you, is called current electricity. And that's made by the movement of electric charges. It's the movement of electric charges there, right? It's the movement of what? Of electric charges. So basically the electricity that travels along the wires, the one that shocks you, we call that one the current electricity, right? So now you know that you've got two types of electricities, static electricity and current electricity. Current electricity is the one that you use in your appliances in your home, right? But static electricity, and that the current one includes moving charges, moving electric charges, right? We will speak about electric charges in just a moment. And you've got static electricity, which is the one that is created when you're rubbing materials together. So that's pretty much it. You can either say produced electricity or created electricity, right? So that's pretty much it. So now, here's the thing. Right. And just one last thing that you might just have to know. Obviously, when we're speaking about created electricity, that's the one that we create by friction. Right. You would know that by friction, you produce a static electricity. Now, you need to remember that. So the charges that are produced in that way, when you rub materials together, they may not always be of the same kind, okay? They may be different kinds of charges. We've got different kinds of charges, and that's pretty much it. For example, when you take a glass rod, right, and this can be performed well in a laboratory with an experiment or something, or even in your house, right? If you've got the necessary material, you can do this. If you've got a glass rod, and when you want to rub it with some sort of a silk, right, you're going to have one kind of an electrical charge, right? And you will have another kind of electrical charge if you have a rubber and you electrify it and you rub it with a fur, right? A fur, right, of an animal. There's going to be another electric charges created there, right? So by rubbing things, that kind of electricity that's created there, it may not be of the same kind of charges, right? So that's pretty much it. So there was an experiment that was performed way back in time, okay, and this involved obviously electricity. So this is what happened. I'm sure that you've heard of, like, charges, electric charges. We've got negative electric charges and we've got positive electric charges, right? If you look at your battery, you've got the positive terminal, you've got the negative terminal, right? That's pretty much the same thing. So this experiment showed that, it was an experiment that, and I'm just going to give you the result. After this experiment showed that materials that were involved there after some sort of process that happened, some of them repelled and some of them attracted to each other, right? And after that, it led to the conclusion that there are two kinds of charges, and these were students, right? These were early students who did these kind of experiments. So they decided that, okay, we have positive charges and we have negative charges. And based on many, many, many experiments, they knew that unlike charges, they always attract each other, okay? So, which means we mean positive and a negative, they always going to attract each other, right? Which means positive charge and a negative charge, they always going to attract each other because they are unlike charges, right? They always going to attract each other. That's what is seen. That's what we see. You cannot deny it, right? Unlike charges or different charges always attract one another, but the same charges, they always repel one another. It's pretty much the same process that you see when you have magnets, okay? When you have magnets, you would know that two sides of magnets, they repel one another. They just cannot come close to each other, right? So it's opposite sides of the magnets, right? They cannot touch each other. They repel each other. But unlike opposite sides of magnets, they come together, right? They attract each other. So, right? They attract each other. So that's pretty much it. And this is just the basics about electricity. I really hope that you learned something today, right? I really hope that I did not make this difficult or anything, right? And this is just the basic of really how electricity got to be electricity, right, got to be what we know today. And obviously, after centuries, after decades, inventions came to be, you know, appliances came to be, and eventually, this is how we see the modern world, right? So this is just the basics of how electricity is. Hopefully, you know, God permitting, we will eventually speak about things like, in the future, we will speak about things like particles, you know, we will speak about things like, you know, what we mean by moving electric charges, right? When you have electricity in your house, we're speaking about moving electric charges, right? That's moving electric charges, that's moving electrons. We're going to be speaking about that. Really great, interesting things to speak about. We might be speaking about the storing of electricity. There is electricity that can be stored. There's a lot of interesting things, like what is actually an electric current? Hey, we're going to be speaking about those things and electric generators, really cool stuff that we're going to be speaking about. And so this is just the basics, and hopefully not next week, though, but sometime in the future this year, we're going to be speaking more about that. Right. So right after this, one more interesting thing and we're closing.
Active, active, active worship. Active, active. Oh, Active Worship, you can find us on the gram, you feel me? Instagram at Active Worship, we on books, you feel me? Facebook, click the follow since you're in it, keep listening. Apple Music, oh, it got you dancing, keep streaming. Spotify, it got you smiling, keep streaming. Oh, and Deezer, got your moves looking easy, cause we cool like that. Search Active Worship and listen, cause we cool like that. Christ music is hot music.
Check out the amazing music via Active Worship on all platforms.
And apparently we have reached the end of the Void show, and it is with my high hopes that you learned stuff, right? You learned a whole bunch of stuff, right? Learning is just great. You know, I wanted to tell you a story, but I'm saving it for next week. Make sure that you share the show. Make sure that you find us on all our social media platforms. And from Active FM, from the Void show, take care of yourself, and you've got to believe in yourself, right? So I'll definitely be seeing you next week, same time, same place. Have a fantastic week ahead of you.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.